Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, high five. Yo, DDP is in the house, and welcome to YRG Radio. What we got in here?
I'm here, and we've got looks like we've got a couple people in the queue. So,
okay, cool. Yogi.co, I see. Yeah, I see we do got some people in there already. Is Yogi.co around yet?
He may be. Let me look and see who is who here.
All right, well, let me get right into it and talk about, I want to talk about, for starters, starting off with the show, I want to thank Judy Davis, one of our team YRG members, for actually taking the time to be a very quick computer person to actually be cutting and pasting from the chat room, because if you're listening to the show and it's on a podcast, and you just happen to catch it, you know, later, you didn't catch the chat room because you weren't here live, Judy actually took the time to write up the different items that she felt were pertinent to the chat room. Hello? What was that?
You're still here?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Who's this?
It's Yoga Doc. Hey, hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Well,
hey.
Let me finish this little thing I was saying about Judy.
Sure.
Judy Davis up on the chat in the chat room. She put if you go to Team YRG and then you go to the forum area and it's questions. Let me see the exact area that I'm talking about, so I know what I'm talking about while I'm saying it. Let me just pull this up here. If you go to Team YRG, if you are a member, if you're not, you can always become a member by getting the YRG fitness system. But if you go to Team YRG. And then hit the forum section, there is an area that says YRG Radio questions, discussions, and more. And she actually put notes from the chat room from last week. So I want to thank her for doing that. And if any of you people who are listening today who are members who didn't get a chance to go check that out, there's some really good information she's got up there from different sort of products, juices, recipes, whatever. So I want to thank Judy for doing that. And now I want to welcome my buddy Yoga Doc. Good to have you on the show, bud. How's your week?
Great. How about yours?
Really good. Really good. Body's feeling better. My knee is recovering at a rapid pace. I'm 5 weeks in yesterday, and I haven't put up my newest rehabbing of DDP video, but it's pretty amazing, man. The strength that I have, and I'm able to get some depth, and I'm almost into a full catcher squat already. I can't kneel on my knees and sit back on my heels, but little by little, every day it comes a little bit more. So it's been really, really good. And, taking two stairs at a time now, not down, but up. So it's coming good. We're going to have Angela Cole on here later tonight. Angie goes, so 9 o'clock, right? I said, yeah, if you're on the East Coast. If she's working up there, she goes, what do you mean? I go, East Coast. That's what 9 p.m. EST stands for.
Okay.
So she'll be joining us a little bit later. But we do have some questions up here that actually Toast started. Toast from Team YRG. He says here, he said after listening, he thought it was a great show, blah, blah, blah. His questions were on food combining. And Yogi Doc, we both have a pretty good knowledge of that. I wish Angie was here for some of this. But let me see. Food spotlight. Let's get into this part here. He says food combining. What combinations are best and what's best to avoid? time intervals, you know, wait for digestion, snacks, or inferring with digestive between meals, blood type, blah, blah, blah. So, Yoga Doc, you being the doctor in the house, you want to give your viewpoints on anything?
Well,
funny. I'll add my 2 cents.
So let me, because you said a few things at that point, and you're saying that what are the best foods to avoid? Break it down a little bit, boss.
Yeah, because I just read the whole thing there.
Yeah.
And I am ADHD and dyslexic. It could get shifted around. What are the best combinations? So let me answer that one. To me, and from what I learned from Dr. Fred Bishy, who is 80 years old and my brother's mentor, and him and my brother last week, they went for their record in a while. They hadn't done this in a while. They ran 20 miles on the beach last Sunday. Our brother's 53, and Fred is 80. You know, they on the beach, man. I can't run a mile on the beach. You know, that's pretty amazing. So he's the one who really turned me on to food combining. And his knowledge was that you don't mix a protein with a carb. And he actually liked to take it to the next level where you might have a salad first, and then you might have some soup, and then you might have a protein, which might be, you know, it's a self-explanatory thing, maybe not, fish, chicken, beef, buffalo, any one of those, and
turkey,
pork,
right.
Turkey, right? You either eat that with the salad soup, and then we're talking about your homemade soups, not Campbell's chicken noodle shit. or you have a carb, and his best carbs, and I feel that he's right about this, is yams, sweet potatoes, and brown rice and beans. So,
which makes a protein anyway, actually. That actually creates or makes a protein for the vegetarians out there.
Yeah, and it'll fill you up. Like, for me personally, when I'm really trying to get lean, I don't have the carb at night. I have the protein at night, which really leans me up. And if you're trying to lose weight, which a lot of people out here listening are trying to lose weight, I think it's smart for you to try to avoid the carb at night, but if you want to have it once in a while, you do it. Now, if you want to gain weight, because I know there are some people out there who come on this program to try to gain muscle weight and size, that's where I add the proteins and the carbs together. But they're good proteins and carbs. I'm not putting wheat or dairy or anything in my body. So do you agree with that, Yoga Doc?
I agree, yeah. And there's a lot of folks out there, the applied kinesiology folks, they talk about, they're really hardcore. Applied kinesiology is a holistic offshoot of chiropractic, and the gentleman who created it, who also recently passed. I think he was 90 years old, he said basically it's protein and vegetables 3 times a day. You may want to do fruits in between meals as snacks. And, nothing after 7 o'clock if you're trying to lose weight. And that is the best way to basically take any strain off of your digestive system, or at least allow for it to operate most efficiently. Protein and carbs 3 times a day. I'm sorry, protein and vegetables 3 times a day. Fruit in between meals. No cookies, no candies, no cakes, no pastas, no grains, really. It was the easiest way. It's very simple, right? But it's also very hard at the same time.
Double whammy. If you're listening to us and you want to get in here and talk and have discussions, we have a queue in there. And Robert, how do they get into the queue?
They need to call 347-994-1216, and that'll get them in there. We've actually got two callers lined up right now.
Oh, really? Okay, so let me just finish a couple more of these questions here. He also says snacks, referring to digestive between meals. What would you suggest, Doc?
Well, like I said, kinesiology, they just talk about if you're looking to just keep your blood sugar going, any kind of fruit that's an organic fruit is great. But if you are going to do some kind of a carbohydrate, you know, as you said, it's best to do good carbs. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it all depends on, and you know, you mentioned this in the YRG program as far as the eating guide, you know, phase one, phase two, which one do you want to go? You know, where do you
phase
want to
three,
go with that?
Or phase three. Which is, you know, the most challenging, but it also gets Arthur-esque results.
Right on.
And everybody sees Arthur and goes, oh my God, I want to be like him. Well, there was a lot that went into that. He worked out every single morning. Matter of fact, we're going to have Arthur on next week. So if you know people that have been inspired by Arthur, and, you know, you'll have the man himself on the show with us next week, and we will absolutely go from 9 to 10:30 that night. We did it last night with Terry. I want to thank Terry Lang for coming on last night. And
last Tuesday, yeah.
Last Tuesday, yes. So now we're going to be doing this on Thursday. Let me get this one about the other food question you had here. Discussing healthy foods, prepare, incorporate your meals. Okay, Doug's videos. He likes Doug's videos. Oh, that's what I want to tell you. It'll be up there today, talking about food. I made one of my salads. Now, Doc, you've seen my salads before.
Yeah, they're the best around.
Yeah, they taste amazing, but they're huge. So if you eat a salad like mine, I will guarantee you don't want to eat any more food. But actually, Robert is loading it up. It'll be up there probably later on tonight. So you can check it out. It's a 13-minute video because it takes about 12 to 13 minutes to make my salads. And you'll get to see exactly what I put in them. And it's a combination. I'm always changing it up. But that's up there today. And who do we have in the queue there, brother?
Actually, the first one is Arthur.
Get out of here. Already, Arthur? Well, bring him up here. Bring him up here, Arthur. Arthur? Hello?
Arthur, are you there?
See that? He gave it to us, and then he took him away.
I took it away. Arthur, I should be featured here tomorrow, next Thursday. Do we have someone else in the queue?
Yeah, let me put him on hold, and I'll go back to – we've got somebody from the 239 area code. Can you hear us?
239, that's Florida.
We hear somebody.
I can. Hello. Paige, it's Judy. It's
hey,
Judy.
Hey.
Hey.
I was talking about at the beginning of the show, who actually is taking the time to, what she sees up on the chat room, to post it up there for notes for the chat room that you guys might want to know that people were bouncing great ideas back and forth on. So, Judy, I know you called me earlier and you wanted to talk about the 90%.
I did, because the 10% was kicking my butt today badly, badly, badly. And but I didn't let it win. So that's a good thing.
Where did you start? Like, when you started doing YRG, where were you at? Like,
this last time? Or the first time I tried this?
First time your journey.
The first time I started at 302, and it was two summers ago, and I did really well for a couple, 3 months, and I was down 40 pounds at that point, and it was the original set of DVDs, and I didn't embrace the whole eating the right foods as well either. So I did okay for a little while, kind of like the history of my life, the up and down, and you do well for a while and then you kind of fall off, and I let some other things get in and then had some other weird medical things happening and fell off. And so I was able to maintain that over the last year and a half or so, plus or minus 10, but I never moved any further forward until 3 weeks ago. So May 10th, I started again with a combination of both the food and the exercises with the new DVDs and all of that. So I started again.
So the part I wanted to get to here was that, you know, you started and you started to feel really, obviously you got sick. Is that what you said?
I was very sick. Allergies, diabetes, all kinds of issues, infections. They couldn't figure out what it was. An ongoing trauma for them to even figure out what was wrong with me, and basically all I could do was get to work every day and get through the day. And so finally they figured out some of those things, and the only way that I'm going to be able to fix all of those medical things is to make these kind of changes. So that's what I'm doing now.
So what did your doctor have to say to you? Yeah, you brought that up too when we were talking.
I Well, I had to go in last week because I got bronchitis again, and I had brought in my my list of what I'd been eating, because part of the problem was I was eating so well the last 3 weeks that my sugar medication was actually making my sugar too low, because they had based it on what I'd eaten in the past. So I'd brought in my materials and talked to them about it, and they're thrilled. The man's just, he wants to meet you the next time you come to visit Florida, and he's very excited about it because I'm very positive about it, and I'm doing well so far in eating what I'm supposed to. The thing that that they're helping me with, though, and each person will do, which is what's so good about this program, is I can adapt it to when things, as I improve with what I'm doing, then we're able to make adjustments to it. And when I was sick and they were telling me not to go to work, I could still actually do some of my YRG without the extra cardio in it and still be a little more flexible than I was. And so I could still incorporate it without being, you know, without hurting myself. So I'm still improving every day. It's just doing it in conjunction with what the doctor wants me to do. And they're thrilled about it. They think this is a great thing for anybody to get healthy and cleaner, and they're telling me I do need to do the dairy and gluten-free. I have to go right to stage three because of all of the allergies and crap that I've been putting in me for 40-something years, that's the best way that I'm going to be able to be healthy. So all of these parts of this program and these tools are what's going to be able to make me a healthier person, and that's an awesome feeling that I'm actually doing something positive to make myself better for once.
One thing I want to mention out too, and Doc, I think you'll back me up on this, a lot, just about every time when you do a major eating change like what she's doing with, and I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with phase three, but that's what, you know, that's what Arthur did. I've done it for periods of time when I really want to get lean. Because obviously I've never had a real weight issue, but there's still, you know, a cosmetic thing of wanting to get lean for photograph, movies, whatever. When I do that, you lose a lot of weight fast, but at the same time, you start detoxing in your body, and you start to feel like shit. So if you're already, if your immune system's already down, and you have to, you've got to, fight off all these, these feelings of being sick, and then you start detoxing. Well, then trouble. And one of the things that Fred always said to me then was rest. I mean, literally rest. If you're tired, rest. It's better than actually even getting a workout when you're detoxing, because eventually it's going to go to that next level, and you're not going to feel that anymore. And we really went through this with Stacey Morris, who is we're going to bring Stacey on in the next couple weeks here. Let me ask, do we have Angela? Is she on the line out there, Robert?
It doesn't appear that she is yet, no.
Okay, let me back you up here, Dallas. Dallas, so something I was studying back in the early 90s, I was studying Ayurvedic medicine, which is kind of the, it's kind of like the Chinese medicine that we all know, but it's from India. It relates to yoga and good stuff like that. So it's their holistic health system. And the doctor that I studied under out there in New Mexico said the same thing. He said, when you're in a detox program, when you're trying to heal from something, you know, one of the best things to do is just be gentle with yourself. The whole, you know, everybody's heard about the weekend crash course in detox where they'll do a fast of some kind. And he says, you know, you're actually really, what you're doing is it's very similar to if you've got a real dusty basement or a dusty garage, it's like you're pushing it as fast as you can. All you're doing is just kicking up all the dust and making yourself cough even more, you know.
Right.
You just be gentle, be easy with yourself, and let these things take a nice, easy, natural course. And, you know, of course, at that point they're talking about, like Dr. Bishi, like Fred, taking enzymes, doing certain herbs, doing in Ayurveda they were talking about, you know, doing specific gentle yoga programs, kind of like some of the, you know, like Wake Up in our YRG program, and just seeing how you feel, engaging through engaging yourself, how you feel throughout that each day, taking each day at a time.
And obviously what Yoga Doc's saying here, this is the antithesis of Biggest Loser.
Right.
You know, with Biggest Loser, right, they try to kill you, and it's amazing. You know, I got to put that guy out. You know, people have called, you know, Arthur Borman the greatest transformation in fitness history. Well, I got to put that guy up there. You know, that guy, Michael, going from 526 pounds in 6 months, losing 260 pounds. I can't imagine that being healthy for him. You know, but with a big picture, I wish him the best of luck because he really did work his ass off. And, you know, you really do get out of everything what you put into it. The things I really question there, and the reason why I would hate what they – I really don't like what they put the guys through in the workout. They're beating up these people's joints so bad, and their adrenaline at that moment, the TV's on them and the cameras are going, and, you know, the all the tension's on you, you don't feel it. And I know. I know you don't feel that kind of pain because I've wrestled in front of 20,000, 60,000, almost 70,000 people. Trust me, I didn't feel that pain until I got back in the shower and cooled down. And all of a sudden, I saw my knees, both knees, my back, both shoulders. You know, later on, it catches up to you, but it's still amazing that that cat lost 260 pounds. Good God. Well, how do you top that? But not to get off of that, I want to bring in Angela Cole, who let me give a little bit of a build up for her. My girl Angela, she we've been together for 6 years. Coming in, she lost 40-something pounds when she first started and went from being a girly girl with a full figure to looking like a superhero. In a matter of 6 months. And Angie is actually the first person, because she was there. I mean, she was there with me and Yoga Doc. We're developing, you know, the next level. We, you know, we went from the book, and then we went to the DVDs, the first DVDs and the second. So she's really been here this entire ride to the food. And, you know, she's actually the first certified, besides being Yoga Doc, the first certified YRG trainer, I guess, even before Arthur, who was the first team member to come on to be first certified. But Angela also filled in for me. We did a bunch of different groups that we worked with, especially this one big group of ladies to get transformations for YRG for the infomercial and the videos. And when I was on the road, she filled in for me, or in the park, she filled in for me. So she has a really good handle on what YRG is all about. But the really unique part about Angela is, and why I wanted to have her be up here on the, as our second guest after Terry, was because she really morphed, not just in her body, but in her mind. And this just shows you what's possible. She went from not, seriously, I think she'll back me up on this, she went from not being able to, you know, be funny, but couldn't boil water or boil an egg, to, you know, being one of the best self-taught chefs, home chefs. But basically, what her real niche is in her pastries. And she's started a site called, if you're a Facebook person, you're not on it, you want to go to My Picky Eaters and join that, because once a month she puts up a recipe, and you know, it's gluten and dairy free, and the treats are amazing. And some, you know, some of them come from, you know, different people, like you know, that are different books she sees, and she modifies them, makes them, you know, pieces of her own. And she is one of the reasons why I can eat, like, once you get to the weight you want to get at. If you're eating rice cupcakes or whatever flour she has put into there, you can eat more of that kind of stuff than you could ever eat of wheat. Now, you've got to get to where you need to be first, and it's still carbohydrates, but they are amazing. And with that, welcome Angela to the group here.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ange.
Hey, Yoga Doc. How's everything?
We're rocking and rolling down here in Atlanta, baby.
Good.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, everything is doing well. So I'm open to questions. Anybody have any questions about foods or gluten-free or whatever?
Well, Ange, one of the things I wanted to, you know, someone talked about, it was actually Toast had left a comment up here on snacks and, you know, preparing snacks and, you know, what can you really eat, you know, in between meals or whatever? Like, what are some of the choices you like to put out there?
Wow. For me, well, you know, Dallas, I make a lot of treats, mainly a lot of wheat-free and gluten-free treats. that I make for the both of us. But, I mean, there's a lot of – there's, like, Whole Foods has, like, a whole – I just left there. They have, like, a whole gluten-free section. They have brown rice crackers. I mean, yeah, rice chips or brown rice crackers. Or they, I think they come in, like, ranch and cheddar cheese and things like that. In terms of not being homemade, Whole Foods has a really good selection, a really good variety of gluten-free snacks. Like Dallas told you, snacks are good, but everything in moderation because calories are still calories and sugar is still sugar. And one of the things that he likes to snack on is the non-dairy coconut ice cream that's made of – it's made of rice cream, right?
No, that's actually made of coconut. And
okay,
let me interject there.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few different
there.
Ones. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
let me interject there. That's also I'm at my goal. I'm at my goal weight, and
right.
You know, then I can treat myself as long as I'm going to work out harder, and that's how I do it. And I subtract something from, you know, maybe I don't eat, you know, maybe I'm not eating carbs at night, but if I'm going to eat like a full blown carbs and protein dinner, I might have a little, or I might not have any at all. So if you're still, if you're on that weight loss thing, I think you should make that like a, a reward. You know, at the end of the
yes.
month, after you've weighed yourself in.
Exactly.
So, don't forget trail mix when you've got good ingredients in the trail mix. If you're talking
mm-hmm.
about a snack. Because you've got good healthy fats in everything from pumpkin seeds, which is, you know, so good for pumpkin seeds is great for, let's say, the reproductive system. You know, you've got pecans and walnuts, and you know, you can throw some things in there that you know, in this case, maybe some cranberries or some raisins,
right.
And that's
no.
always a good one too.
That is really good because also, too, they have we have about six different versions of gluten-free granola that they have out now, you know, and they have some of the things that you just mentioned, Yoga Doc. You know, the one I like is called Giraffe. It's in a silver bag, and it's at Whole Foods, and it's a little expensive, but, you know, you're not going to eat a whole lot of it. So you're not going to make a meal out of it anyway, everything within moderation. And using portion control and getting used to measuring cups and getting used to measuring your foods. But the gluten-free granola is absolutely delicious because it has some almonds in it, and it also has some cranberries. It has the whole gluten-free ingredients in it. And what you could do is you can compare the gluten-free trail mix or the gluten-free granola to regular granola and look at the difference. Look at the difference in terms of protein. Kind of educate yourself in terms of protein, in terms of sugar, because it's all natural sugar. It's not processed sugar just like in the regular granola. Years ago, I mean, we just started eating the gluten-free granola a couple of months ago, but prior to that, I would never eat any granola at all because the granola that I saw, I think it was like Nature Valley or something like that,
yeah.
It has over, you know, maybe 40 grams of sugar in just that one bar. But with the gluten-free granola, if you put it into some coconut yogurt, it tastes really good and it's an extremely filling. But that is like anything else. Everything within moderation and get used to using portion control and actually portioning out your meal. Don't just go by sight and say, well, this looks like it's enough or this looks like it's a cup or this look like it's one serving or a half a cup. I believe that the people that are most successful in terms of weight loss are the people that actually measure out their foods and use portion control and just be mindful of the foods that you're putting in your body and also writing it down, because if you're eating throughout the day, you'll forget when you it's 6 o'clock and you kind of forget what you ate at 10 o'clock. So if you have that little bitty notepad or a piece of paper, a little bitty notebook that you can put in your back pocket, or women, we can throw in our purses or our tote bag, and just start writing down the foods that you eat. And when you look back on it, you'll be amazed by the things that we put in our mouths and we're not even conscious of it, especially if we have a busy day. We're picking up this, we're picking up that, or we're snacking here, we're snacking there. But get used to writing your foods down and actually keeping a food journal journal and keeping track of all the things that you're putting into your body, and then once you look back on it, you'll be kind of surprised. It's people that have really long-term successful weight loss, they generally have a food journal. They either put in their BlackBerry or their iPhone in their computer. They're actually keeping track of the amount of foods that they're putting in their body.
I love you. Well, let me check here. First of all, everyone who's listening here, I would bet has a phone, and I would bet has an app of some sort. That, and I was talking to my buddy Foz, who's, you know, he was the producer of the movie Pizza Man that I just did. And, you know, Foz is 320 pounds, and, you know, he wants to get it down. He goes, God, I don't have time to write down my food. I go, really? I go, what about on that phone? You click on that phone, you know, text him faster than I can talk. So he went, wow, didn't even think about that. So I'm putting this out here. This is why I like having the YRG Radio Roundtables, because we talk about things and other things pop up. And everyone's got a phone. If you got the phone, start writing it down, put it in. Now, I got Sparky here, who also added to Toast section on asking about food. He said he wanted to know about bringing some different snacks with him to work. Now, I'm going to throw something out here because, you know, Doc's with trail mix is good, but you got to be careful of your almonds, cashews. They're full of a lot of fat. I mean, mainly almonds.
But, almonds, and you also have to watch out if you have a sensitivity to them as well. And that's something that you have to find out, possibly through some kind of testing. You don't want to eat things that you're sensitive to. So I agree, Dennis.
And that could be wheat or dairy, and you don't really know. And they
wheat,
doctors
dairy, almonds.
Just now,
I have to say this, too. I've read that statistics show that, you know, a handful of almonds a couple of times a week, if you're not allergic to it, you know, if you're not allergic, if you don't have a nut allergy, the almonds and the egg whites or the eggs or whatever, those are really, that's a good fat, huh?
Yeah, they're good fats.
And there's a good fat, and it's a good lean source of protein. So the women that are trying to blast the belly fat, the almonds are really, really good. I mean, I just, you know, just probably snack on maybe, and remind you, I'm keeping, I have an eye on the amount of almonds that I'm eating. I'm just not snacking on almonds all day long. But in terms of eating the raw organic almonds and having a glass of water, they actually fill you up, or eating your eggs, those are an excellent source of protein, an excellent source of fat, and they will actually help keep your tummy lean. And generally, women, that's what we want to do. We want to have that lean, tight tummy. And almonds, just like a small, you know, a little small section of avocado, you know, maybe once or twice a week in your salad. Those are all good, natural, healthy fats that's good for your body, is good for your skin. And I've seen it, and I've read a statistic show that the almonds and the eggs, get used to them. Even if you have to boil egg, eat one a day. They're really, really good for keeping down or blasting the belly fat.
Let me add this in, too. We're still going for Sparky there. Like, he's sitting at a computer all day long. A lot of us do. You know, and you're at the office or whatever, and, you know, it's so easy to buy a little cooler. I mean, just a little cooler. You get one of those little frozen things. They sell them just about everywhere that you stick in the freezer, and it'll keep the cooler. It won't be ice, but it'll be like ice in some kind of plastic, which lasts for the whole day. You stick that in that cooler, and if you were to bring, you know, when I make my celery, I cut it up and put it in water, or carrots, because it lasts forever. And put that in some water, some carrots, some red peppers, or like yellow peppers, different kinds of vegetables like that, and you stick them in that cooler, and then you might even have some hummus, you know, because it's one of my buddies, Chris Imperiali, who just came on board, you know, finally, because he's had that, what I call the Scrooge syndrome. He had three ghosts going to come and tell him in the middle of the night he's going to die. So all of a sudden now he's like, he's enlightened and ready to listen. You know, I'm hoping that you people who are out there right now who are listening or just tuning into the show that aren't in the chat room, but they're just actually listening, don't wait for that ghost to hit you over the head and be Scrooge waking up on that third ghost, kind of wondering if you're dead or not. You know, so I'm really happy for Chris, because the positive side is he has seen the light and he is looking. And like Angie put him together a little food plan and stuff, and one of her snacks was, you know, was doing celery and carrot stuff with some hummus, and he'd never even tried it before. He loves it. You know,
yeah.
So that's a great snack, Sandy.
Hey Dallas, I want to comment on what you just said, because when I just tuned into the show, you hit on something that was really key. For those of you guys that watched The Biggest Loser, you know how successful their weight loss has been. And Dallas and I watched Big Mike, of course, the winner on Biggest Loser, and he was on Regis. And one of the things that he said, and I've always been a strong advocate of this, is preparation. We have got to get back in the kitchen, and we have got to get used to preparing our own foods. And he said he used Ziploc bags like crazy. And it goes back to what Dallas was saying. I don't care whether it's Ziploc, I don't care whether it's Tupperware. Be prepared to plan your meals and put them in a cooler. If women, if you're out shopping all day and you know you're going to get hungry if you're shopping, you know, cut up an apple or cut up some celery and maybe take like 2 tablespoons of hummus, because you want to always have more vegetables than you're going to have the hummus. And just take it with you and just store it in your bag. And you know, because you get hungry while you're shopping, or just taking maybe, you know, a half a cup of almonds and take it with you. Years ago, when I had the habit of shopping and eating all the time, I had to stop at Mrs. Phil's and get some cookies, or because it was like a pleasure for me. It was like a comfort to be able to shop and eat or get me an ice cream cone or whatever. Now, if I know that I'm going to be gone all day shopping or running errands or whatever, I prepare myself. I take my big water bottle, or I don't know if Dallas told you about that Steez. I make sure one is nice and cold, because I like the good healthy drink. Or I cut up some apples, or I even boil a couple of eggs and put them in Ziploc and have my saute pepper in a bag and take it with me, because I know I'm going to get hungry throughout the day. So I won't just pull over to the first fast food restaurant I see, because I've already prepared my meals and I have my healthy stuff along with me. So preparation is key. It is really, really essential. It is really key to any successful weight loss program. Get used to preparing and packing your own meals. I mean, even when Dallas travels back and forth, I prepare his meals, you know, for him when he's on the plane and things like that, because there's just certain things that he just won't eat. So, I mean, just throw in Ziploc and Tupperware. You may have to get up maybe an hour or so earlier before you go to work, but it will help you it just help you achieve your goal.
Well, the good news is if you get up earlier from work, but at the same time, you now have food ready, so you don't have to go out and try to search for something while you're starving, too.
Exactly.
So it saves you time in the long run.
Yeah, and you don't have to walk in the door on your way home from work. You're absolutely starving. Throw an orange or throw an apple or something like that in your bag, or some mixed vegetables or something like that, or even a healthy snack. So by the time you come home, you're just not totally starving. You just drop your briefcase down or whatever, your purse down, you're heading towards the refrigerator, you just already, you know, you just pull it for anything that comes within sight. So preparation is definitely key, because even when Connie lost the first time for the infomercial, it was all about educating her and teaching her how to prepare her foods. And the first time she actually did it, so that's why she lost the weight. So the preparation really important.
I want to ask you one more thing here. Then I want to open up to another subject besides food. Do you have anything? You have any treat you're going to be putting up there? Any special recipe for this month on My Picky Eaters?
What I'm going to do, and I just experimented with this over the weekend with Dallas. I made an organic brownie cake, and it was absolutely delicious. And it came out great, and I just made some homemade chocolate frosting, and I drizzled it all over. Dallas, you loved it, because I think you had like 2 or 3 pieces. And I also put the name of the site where I got the baking mix. It's called Namaste, and you can buy it at Whole Foods. You can make a cake out of it. I made a brownie cake out of it for one of Dallas's business partners' wives. And then we tore it up the next night. But it's quick, easy, it's simple, it's convenient. So that's the recipe I'm going to be putting up, a chocolate brownie cake.
That's
with
great.
It. So I'll put almonds in there. I also put the link on there.
That's great. Okay, let me just rehash what we just went through here with the brownie cake that she makes, and it really, really was delicious. You can take that and make it for yourself and then freeze it. And then you cut it into pieces. You get it all cut up before you freeze it. And then that's how you structure your, you know, your treat for one of the months. You make one, and you don't have to make it for a while. And that becomes like at the end of your month after you're weighing, if that's what you're trying to lose weight. You have to do every 2 weeks and you do that, but you're going to get out of it what you put into it. So if you make it a reward, and not, you know, like I said, it's not every day, you know, that's where you're going to see those gains. You're going to feel much more empowered, you know, to yourself. So speaking of empowered, I want to go to Judy had got on the phone earlier. Is she still with us, Judy, or is she out there just in the chat room? Robert,
I believe that she may be in the chat room. She's no longer on the phone.
Hey Judy, call us back. Call us back when you and get on the queue. I want to get into that 90% and the 10% and what you did to overcome that, because a lot of you guys out there have taken advantage of it, but I'm sure you all haven't. And if you go to Team YRG in one of my blogs, it's my Living Life at 90% presentation that doesn't cost you a thing. If you're a member of Team YRG, you can go there, and it really does. It helps. I think it's the most positive thing you can do, because, you know, right now I'm getting hit with different adversities. You know, I've been wanting to do a reality show for 3 years, and I've been told by my partners that until we get up and rolling going, it's not, you know, they don't want to roll out a reality show. Well, a lot of my ideas are now being used. You know, like Jillian's doing this family thing where she goes in with the families, and I wanted to do the family fitness feud and do that thing. So we actually were getting ready to do that, but then this show came out, and we found out about a month or so ago, and now there's another guy who's doing another reality show that's very similar to what I wanted to do too. And, you know, when that shit happens, that, you know, that'll bring me down, man. Like, damn it. I was right there. You know, I could have done this if they would have done it when I wanted to. So it's really easy to pull yourself down. You know, emotional gravity is what I call it. And then you beat yourself up. And, you know, I let it happen to myself to a certain degree, and then I pull it back. And then I realize, okay, the first thing that I do personally is I start to think about all the things I'm grateful for. You know, and I have so much to be grateful for. And just all you guys out there on Team YRG are having these amazing results. That really gives, I mean, that's the best satisfaction. I mean, for every pound you lose or you know, feel better about yourself or get healthier or the different medication you get off, you know, that pumps me up. You know, and that makes me know that what I'm doing is the right thing. So it's finding that attitude of gratitude. You know, I look at that poor bum on the side of the road. And I don't mean the guy, you know, who's hustling money just because the asshole doesn't want to work. It's that guy who he'll never be anything but a bum anymore. You know, that guy, you got to tip him out. If you, at least I do. You know, and thank God that I'm not him. But even he could turn his life around, but there are some guys, you know, just can't. So it's about living life with an attitude of gratitude and then, you know, figuring out how to, you know, take over the 90%. Is Judy on yet?
We just had a new caller call in that may be her, so let me put her through and we'll
let's see who it is.
Hello, it's me.
Hey, Judy. So tell me, okay, you're talking about you hit the 10%, you hit that wall. What was pulling you down? Was it your health?
It was health. It was being way behind at work, being out of my food because I hadn't prepped enough ahead of time, like Angela was just talking about. That has been one of the biggest keys to be able to maintain the food, is making sure I have my snacks ready and prepared. Crazy day, just kind of everything at once. And I needed to buy some salad things for dinner on the way home, and I really have an issue with going into Publix and just buying the healthy food for me, and it was just everything at once today, and you know, and some days it happens that way, so thankfully I have a couple of friends that are really good about helping. You know, I called you, and I called one of my other friends, and just listening to the message reminded me, okay, I don't have to have this attitude. I don't have to just eat so I'll feel better or throw whatever I need to into me, and was able to just kind of refocus myself. And I know that's going to be an ongoing thing, I'm sure, but it helps a lot to know you have a couple of people when you're having a rough day that you can call them and just refocus what you need to be doing, because I really just wanted to buy chocolate on the way home. I did. But I didn't do it, and that's the good thing.
That's awesome. I hate to cut you off. Is this Judy?
It is. Hi, Angela.
Hi, love. How are you?
I am good.
Do you mind if I comment on this, Dallas? I mean, because this is really my area of expertise, yoga doc.
Right.
One of the things I wanted to say is you're absolutely right. Preparation is key, and that's what I tell my clients all the time. If you work in a job or if you have kids or you're just so busy, there has to be a day during the week that that's a little bit lighter than other days. I don't know if it's a Saturday, I don't know if it's a Sunday or a Monday, but those are the days that you should take the time to prepare your meals. It could be like we sauteed up like 5 chicken breasts the other night, and then automatically all the thing I had to do was make Dallas a salad last night, and I just reheated the chicken breast, whatever, and it took less than 10 or 15 minutes, stuff like that, and actually prepare your meals on a day for, like, let's just say 3 or 5 days where you're not at a loss as opposed to what you're going to eat, you're going to already know. And
right.
You like, I could put it up to this on the site. I make these amazing organic cauliflower soup. They're organic broccoli soup. I call them like detox soup, and they're not like the soup, even butternut squash soup. They're not like the soup that you buy in the store that's loaded with sugar or loaded with creams or heavy whipping creams or half and half and things like that. These are all natural organic soups that will keep you satisfied, and you can even eat them in between meal, and you just put the soups in different size Tupperware containers and freeze them, and let's just say pull them out the night before. You can take them to work, you can put in a glass bowl, heat them up in the microwave or whatever, but it's all about preparation, and that's preparing ahead of time. I've been gone since 1 o'clock this afternoon. I just literally walked in the house at 6 o'clock, and I was starving. And I brought some food with me, but I didn't bring enough, and I had refused to stop and buy any fast foods, but I didn't want to be starving until I got home. I went into 7-Eleven. I brought 2 boiled eggs, you know. So I'm like,
right.
I'm going to eat anything, honestly, because you really have to think about your goals. You have to think about how that processed food is going to make you feel the next day and what kind of psychological effect it's going to have on you after you allow yourself to have that guilty pleasure that you know you shouldn't have. So I just ran into 7-Eleven, got me 2 boiled eggs, and then I headed in the car on my way home, so I'm fine. I was able to come in and get right on the radio blog. But
right.
Taking the day out during the week and preparing your meals, preparing your proteins, and cutting up your celery and cutting up your carrots and buying your hummus and things like that, and just preparing it. So it won't be so much work for you during the week. And you won't be just at a conundrum as to what you're going to eat. And then, like Yoga Doc said, you'll just stop and you'll be grabbing at things like that. And it totally throws you off track. But it's just preparation is key.
It makes a huge difference. The first few weeks was easy because I actually did have that day and use that day. This was the first week of having to adapt somewhat a little bit. But it was because I hadn't done that on Sunday. So you are exactly right. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's one of the things that Angela's eating this like it's going out of style, which she's hungry too, and we'll start seeing bring it up. But I have a buddy of mine who has a company called Jerky John's, and it's a beef jerky that is the only beef jerky out there that they actually have the healthy stamp on it. And one of the biggest problems with beef jerky is, first of all, it's pressed together meats, and who knows what kind of meats it actually is, and the sodium's ridiculous. His sodium is, like, really low. It's, like, 160 on a gram ounce. And he's got pepper, he's got teriyaki, and he's got regular beef. And it's real beef. It's cut off the shoulder. I think that's what he said. But it's good beef, and it tastes good. And it actually asked me to be, like, a spokesperson for it. And I said, well, let me taste it first. Let me see. And I'll put my name on anything that I don't think tastes good or I don't think that's is beneficial. And this is as far as beef jerky, as far as a quick snack. Like now, I keep a couple in my car. You know, and if I get really, really hungry, I just pull that out. And for me, it's got to be totally masticated, or I'm not swallowing it. So if it gets to a little bit of like fat or whatever rolls, I just spit that part out because I've already got all the nutrients out of it anyway. But you might want to check about Jerky John's on the website. Now this is funny. This is just for me to tell you that what we're thinking about doing. There's the big beef jerky company that uses the Sasquatch. Have you seen that commercial?
No.
Have you seen that commercial? Mm-hmm. Doc, you seen it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, they're pretty funny. And then the Sasquatch is who they're talking to, you know, about the beef jerky.
Right, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. And I think we're looking at, you know, getting a Sasquatch guy and have me come out of nowhere and hit him with a diamond cutter, you know, come up with a and put that on the internet. That would fly all over the internet, you know.
Yeah.
Cut a little promo on the Bigfoot and talk about Jerky John's. But you might want to check that out. And you guys also know I'm a big believer in Buffalo. They've got really good jerky too at BuffaloGals.com. If you want to check that out. Now to take it off, Judy, thank you for clicking in, and I'm glad you turned it around. And you basically learned the tools that you learned in Live Life at 90%. Would I be right in assuming that?
Exactly. It's. I've been trying to do every single thing that way. Basically, it's not what's happening to me. It's my reaction to what happens, and I control that. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, baby. Thanks for coming back on.
Good night. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
I want to give you guys another tip out here about hooking because we had a friend of ours, he came into town. He's a Team YRG member. He is from New Zealand, and he had been doing the original DVDs that Yoga Doc and I did, and he can't
and
get
Angie.
It anywhere. And Angie, yeah, I'm saying that she's still here. but I say I did. I mean, we created them.
Yeah.
He couldn't get the new system because you can't get it out of the country. Another problem with, you know, distribution, and my partners can't deal with it for one reason or another yet. So what I did was he was so passionate about it, and he wanted to he asked me about being certified. And I figured if you're going to go to that back to actually get certified, which I will be posting up because I've got a lot of questions about that, of what it's going to take to get certified and, you know, how I'm going to do it and blah, blah, blah. I'm doing this internet certification. I'll let you know about that. I promise it next week. But when he was so passionate about it, I said, wire me in the money and for all the shipping on top. So it cost him like another $50 on top, and he wanted the max back and everything. And I sent it to him. And he loved it, and he was coming down here into San Diego, and he actually stopped up here in L.A. to see me for the day and came around the next morning, worked out with my girls and stuff. And that, before we left to take him to the airport, he cooked up some of this chicken and sorbet noodles that he put together, which is amazing. He's a gluten-free and dairy-free chef. And he's a personal trainer, and he teaches all this stuff, and he's in the size. He's only one kid's only 26 years old. So I had never done this with the chicken before, and I was sort of like, wow, that's like a secret I think I should have known a long time ago. But he just took the chicken breast and put a little olive oil in the pan and had me brown them up while he was creating a really healthy sauce. And soy, in replacement of soy sauce, he used his tamarind?
Tamari sauce.
He used that, and he put a little bit. He brought me this jar of organic honey, which is ridiculously expensive because for the bees and blah blah blah. But he just took a little scoop of honey and put that in the pan, right, Ange? And then mixed up a little bit of
Ideally, what you should do, I hate to cut you off, but it was a really simple process. We had the chicken breast, and we just baked the chicken breast in the oven at 350 just for a little bit, right? And then we made sure it was like a little bit medium done because you don't want the chicken breast to get too dry. So you don't cook it all the way, just a little bit medium done until the insides are just a little bit pink. And then it was the tamari, which is the soy sauce, and it was the honey, and there was olive oil, and you put that ideally, you should probably want to use a wok, because you put that in the wok and you make sure you just get nice and hot, and then you slice the chicken up just like slices, you know, just like at a Chinese restaurant, and you throw it in there, and then you add a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper, and you saute the chicken in that. It's almost like you're marinating it in there, and you can do probably, we did, what, 6 breasts? And we got a lot left over the next day, and it's really tasty. It's really yummy. And the only thing you're getting is a little bit of sugar from the honey, but it's like a natural sugar anyway, so it definitely won't hurt you.
So, yeah, so my bottom line is it's like I'm on my third night, and I've still got some left. So I'm going to take that tonight. I'm going to make up my salad. Angie will probably help me. We'll jump on it together or whatever, depending on what her schedule is. Most times she'll make me a salad. The one on the site, I actually made that myself because you could actually see how it all came together. And just to show you how each and every one of you can grow as a cook and, you know, and home-taught chef, you know, at home itself. Angie started with just making salads. That's where it started. And then it grew into her wanting to experiment with different meals, and then it got into this baking thing. When she said, I'm going to make an apple pie, I was like, what? You know, and then she made this, you know, regular apple pie. We were still eating wheat, and it was, you know, it was great. But then when we started to go gluten-free, she said, I'm going to try and make this a gluten-free apple pie. I was like, really? And each time, the first one was good. It wasn't amazing, but it was really good. But as it went on, it got better and better. And now I can't eat a regular apple pie. I don't care who made it, what it is, next to Angie's apple pie, because it's gluten-free and it just tastes so much lighter. And it's just amazing. So that's our stuff.
I just want to make 2 more comments before I get off the line. We're talking about the chicken that he sauteed up the other night. You can't forget the vegetables, because the vegetables is like really, really key to besides the protein. And he cut some carrots up and made them like nice, long, thin strips, cut the celery up, cut the onions up, and added just a tinge of ginger, because you don't want to put too much ginger in there. And then he pressed maybe 2 garlic cloves, because we had a lot left over. And then at the end, he just combined it all in a wok or combined it all in a large skillet, and it was absolutely delicious. And then, of course, you can boil your rice noodles on the side. You know, if you want, like for me, I would just have the vegetables in the chicken. I wouldn't even need the noodles. But for some of you guys that have more of a heartier appetite, you can boil your rice, the noodles, on the side. And he put that over Dallas's pasta noodles, rice pasta noodles, and it was really good. So that's something that took us, because I was helping him in the kitchen, and we did it less than an hour. I mean, we were both chopping and cooking and things like that. Dallas started out like for 15 minutes, and then he got on the computer. So we kind of eventually finished up the rest of the meal. Lastly, I want to just give you guys 1 tip before I go. I know a lot of people, and I wasn't a big, big fan of Rice Krispie Treats, but I know as I'm starting to write this cookbook, I'm starting to take regular desserts and regular treats and kind of make them, make different versions of it, either cut the calories in half or either making it wheat-free and gluten-free. A lot of people are big with Rice Krispie Treats. I didn't even realize it until how recently a lot of adults, it's been around forever. I came up with this recipe that you could have Rice Krispie Treats and just follow the same recipe as you have, because I'm sure a lot of you have already made Rice Krispie Treats snacks. But instead of using the margarine, instead of using the butter in the skillet, all you have to do is spray that skillet with olive oil spray or spray that skillet with canola oil. And instead of buying the big marshmallows, get the real tiny marshmallows, you know, and use portion control and use probably half of the portions, a cup and a half of the tiny marshmallows. And don't buy the regular Rice Krispie cereal. Buy the organic brown Rice Krispie cereal. That makes that's a different version of the Rice Krispie Treats, and it makes it a lot healthier. To cut the calories in half, you're also cutting the sugar in half, you're also lowering your cholesterol because you're not using that butter to put those marshmallows and those Rice Krispies together. You just spray the bottom of the pan with the olive oil spray or the canola oil. Put it in a flat baking pan. Get the organic brown rice, Rice Krispies cereal, the mini marshmallows. And what you can do is everything is within moderation. You can make a nice pan of it. If you don't have that kind of self-control, then don't do it. Only make a small portion. But if you do, you make a nice pan of it and just cut it in squares and put it inside the refrigerator and just freeze it and just take it out. I don't know if you have a goal in terms of how much weight you have before you can have a treat. That's what I do with my clients. They have a treat once every 2 weeks, depending on how much weight that they lose. And then that's a snack, and then that's a treat. And to take it another level, you can also get some real organic dark chocolate, put it on a double brawler, and just drizzle some dark chocolate over it. But it has to be the dark, dark organic chocolate. If you just want a little chocolatey taste to it. But you cut the fat in half, you cut the sugar in half, you're definitely not using the margarine or the butter, so you're totally cutting the cholesterol in half, and you're also cutting the calories in half. And that's my tip. It's going to be in my book.
All right, thanks for coming on, and we're going to keep talking. We're going to ask more questions here if you got something out there, but thanks for coming on, Ange.
Okay, good night. Yoga Doc,
night.
Love you.
Love you too, sweetie. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Doc, we had a question here from Christopher Benson. He's one of our regulars on Team YRG, and he was actually asking about some of the versions that do we have any more challenging workouts ahead. For starters, I would wonder, I don't know if he's on, I haven't seen his name pop up here, but I wonder, he said he's got the 5-pack, which means he didn't get the max pack. And in the max pack, you actually get many more challenging workouts.
The max pack, you get the black diamond, right? So
you get double black diamond, you get strength builder, you get the mixtape, which is a combination, you get stand up. So there's and the whole thing about it, especially if you have the max pack or if you have the extra DVDs, and I tell you guys, honestly, I don't know how you get them, but I know people have gone and got them once they've started the program. You can mix and match them. That's what's great about these workouts that we developed. You know, you can start off with strength builder and then go to fat burn if you want, or go from below the belt to stand up. You know what I mean? Before you go to the ground, just pull out the DVD and pop the other one in there. Robert, do we have any questions or anything for anybody?
Well, we've still got Arthur on hold, and we have two callers.
Oh, is Arthur
him.
Here? Okay, I didn't realize he was a backup online. All right, Arthur, Mr. Arthur Gorman, come on here. We're going to fix you next week, but pop in here. Arthur.
Hi.
Hey, bro.
Hello.
Hey, Arthur.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Doing
pretty
good,
groovy, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. Gorman, what's been happening in your life, man? What's been happening?
Oh, my seniors graduated. Today was the last day of school.
Oh, man.
I had some great kids. I had a bunch of them I was with for 3, 4, 5 years. And
Arthur, tell them what kind of kids you work with, for starters.
I'm a special ed teacher.
And what does that mean?
I've got kids who've got disabling conditions where they need a little bit of help to make it through. And I am a little bit of help. I level the playing field.
Are any of them problem kids who get in trouble, or are they challenged when it comes to reading or whatever? Like, what are some of them?
I don't like thinking out of them problem. I mean, I've had kids who have had problems, but they didn't give me problems. I mean, they were good kids.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just emotional today. It's I've had some kids that I've worked with for a long time, and it's you're watching them walk, and it's really cool because they worked so hard for it, and then I'm bringing everybody down, aren't I? Sorry about that.
No,
not at all, dude. Not at all. Come on.
No.
Yeah.
But let me comment on something you just said, Arthur. You said you're watching them walk. Didn't this group of kids get to watch you walk?
This is the group that saw the change. four or five years ago, some of these kids you know, some of these kids saw me when I couldn't, and now they're watching me doing all this stuff. And, you know, we went through a lot together. We went through a lot together.
I think it's really cool that, you know, that this is, you know, it really is your last class, because all these other kids saw you after you had already made the change. And
mm-hmm.
no one has changed more than you have. And, you know, for this to be the class that is on the way out, I remember distinctly when you were waiting for these kids and you had lost maybe about 60 pounds, but you were waiting for them at the bus where the bus came off. And I think you had no canes at that time, or you had maybe
one. I promised them when they came back one summer. I was making a lot of progress. I was really getting ahead. And I told them when they came back, I'd be walking.
That's a powerful statement. You know, Arthur is probably the best example of someone who would write down everything he ate. And, you know, you got to remember that we'll get in detail of this next week again, because I'm hoping that you people out there will have questions for Arthur. I mean, here's a guy who can answer.
I ain't nothing special.
Sorry. No, dude, but you.
I just followed the program.
Cheap. I like that. But now you knocked my head out of what I was thinking about saying there.
Sorry about that.
You know, Mr. ADD, I am.
Next week, we've got Arthur coming on, and he's going to be available to tell a little bit more about his story, and then also, as we were saying, answer questions. And what else, Dallas?
It's writing it down and sending me. Thanks for getting me back on track, Doc. That's why we're here, buddy, me and you together. Arthur would send me, you know, what he ate, and he was detailed, and he was on phase three. And he'd send it to every day, and then he'd, you know, sign it at the bottom. And about the fourth week at the bottom, I will never forget it, he wrote in big letters, not really big, but bold letters that were a little bigger than regular letters, he said, "I will walk again," and signed it. I thought, damn, that's a bold statement. And, you know, it's all about the envisionment of whatever your goal is, your dream. And, you know, for him to say he was going to walk again after a month, and I think you lost 34 pounds that first month, Arthur, is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, you know, when you wrote that down, you know, let's go into it. And we'll hit on some of this stuff, and we'll miss some of it next week or whatever. But when you first got off the phone, because I'll tell people, Arthur's the first person I called up, and you know, and I'd sent out these, you know, Doc and I developed these YRG workout DVDs, and everybody who bought them got an email from me. It's sort of like you guys do today. You know, but I'd send it out and I'd ask them, you know, hey, I'm not trying to sell you something, you already bought it, but I would like to ask you a couple questions. Love to get your feedback. And a lot of people didn't believe it was really me. They thought it was automatic response, which it never is. Anybody, and when I've greeted you on Team YRG, that's me. You know, I cut and paste a grid, and I'll, depending on what you've done, I will personalize it. But it's a fax that I want you to do. I want you to, you know, take the pictures, do, you know, get the six positions, blah, 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 blah. And there was no Team YRG. It was just me, and I have to repeat the same things over and over again. But I never picked up the phone and called anybody. So to give a little lead-in to what where Arthur is going to talk about for next week, I want to build this up because it's a really powerful story. And I sent him the questions, and he answered them so detailed, like I'd never seen it like that before. And so it made me answer him back and say, "Hey, dude, thanks a lot, man. Tell me more about your story." So, Arthur, why don't you tell it yourself instead of me saying it? When you first got that email from me and you answered back, I said, "Tell me about your story." You told me about being in the Army and stuff. What is your story? What's your backstory?
Well, I was in the Army for a long time, and I was a paratrooper,
right,
and had a lot of jumps. And
How many?
couple of hundreds.
How many?
Pardon?
You're right.
A couple of hundred jumps.
And, you're very modest. I know for a fact you said he had over 500 jumps. That's a lot of jumps. Exactly.
Well, it's really not. There's people who've got way more than that.
Your body's your body.
Yeah, beat the hell out of me.
Your body's your body, though. Right. Everybody's not the same. I mean, I look at Yoga Doc. He's like, he's like a superhuman being. I mean, Yoga Doc is a warrior. He should have been a wrestler. And because he has that kind of frame, he can take that punishment. You, on the other hand, at the time, what were you weighing when you were in the service?
I was in the mid-200s, but I was pretty muscular.
Right.
I was about 230-ish. A little spark pluggy, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I lifted a lot, we rucked a lot.
But you didn't start that way coming out. What year did you get into service? What year did you actually enlist?
Back in the 70s.
So how old were you?
Pardon?
How old were you?
17.
You didn't weigh 230 then, I know that.
No, I put on a lot of muscle when I was in the service.
So what?
And
you
I took
start
the muscle
at?
Off. I took the fat off too, thank goodness. But, yes. Pardon?
What were you weighing when you enlisted?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't remember. I wasn't that heavy. Maybe a little bit more than that, 165 maybe.
I've seen pictures of you. When you're dropping as a paratrooper now, tell me if I'm wrong, but from my research, I never even asked you this, but from my research, I understand as a paratrooper, you're dropping 18 feet a second. Am I correct?
That sounds about right. The whole idea is to get you down on the ground fast because you don't want to be hanging around up there.
Exactly.
The idea is to get you down fast, as fast as you can without hurting yourself.
And
it's not like civilian parachute.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the point. That's the whole point. So when you hit, I know you're carrying gear though too. I've heard that you could be carrying 100 up to 150 pounds. Is that true? Extra weight?
Actually, it's more than that because you've got. You've got your ruck, you've got the extra equipment, you've got your reserve, you've got your rifle, you've got the case for the rifle, you got your helmet, you got other protective equipment. You're hitting pretty hard. Plus, you can't do a good PLF with all that gear. Parachute landing fall. It's supposed to be going down the side of your body, but to be really honest, most of the time it's feet, knees, face. So
the bottom line is you get all these jumps. I remember us talking, and you told me that you would actually, at this point, when we were writing back and forth, I remember you saying that you had relegated to thinking of yourself as a piece of furniture. You remember saying that to me?
Pretty much. I mean, I was immobile. I'd gotten to the point, where I was sitting in a chair to teach. I wasn't getting up and moving around the classroom and being with my kids. I was sitting up there, and I wasn't being out there with them, which is why I got into teaching. I didn't get into teaching to be at the front of the classroom. I got there to be out there and, in the seats, down there with somebody. It's like one time I was up in front of a classroom, and it was really stupid because I was up there standing up at the board, and, trying to show on a dry erase board how to do this one, this kind of problem. And I would turn around, are you getting this? And I turn up right the next step, are you getting this? Turn and right, turn and right, turn and right. And the next thing I know, I'm on the floor. And there's one kid, Scott, looking down at me going, Borman, you okay? And I just looked at my first thought is, how long was I out? And he goes, oh, I don't know. Then he looks at me and goes, we thought you were dead. And it's like, that's not helping,
So Arthur sent me this email back, and I really felt for him. And he said he was a disabled veteran. And I don't know how many of you know this, but I've been to Iraq 3 times. I've been to Afghanistan once. I try to go every other year to see the troops. And so I got a special spot in my heart for any of those guys. And so I said, send me a picture of you so I know what I'm working with. And that's where he sent me the front and side picture with the knee braces and the back brace and the canes. And I was like, damn, how am I going to help this guy? Oh, my God, it's not weight. The weight, I think you were 297. And what are you, 5'6", or how tall are you, Arthur?
About 5'7".
5'7". So 5'7", 297 pounds. What's your biggest you've ever been?
About 340.
340. So, you know, when I got with him, it wasn't the weight that bothered me. It was the cane. So I had just been working with Fred Bishy over that period, and that's a version of what phase three is. Dr. Fred Bishy, it's my own version of it because I, you know, made it my own because there's certain things that I just felt this is what I would do, and use Fred's knowledge and talk about detox and all of that. And bottom line is I sent it to Arthur, and I said, do you think you could do this? And he sent me back four powerful words. They were the first powerful words. The later ones would be, I will walk again. These were, I can do this. It wasn't, I'll think about it. It wasn't, I'll give it a try. He said, I can do this. So I said, send me your phone number. And I called him up. And that was, Arthur was the first person I'd ever done that with. And we talked for about an hour. What'd you take out of that conversation, Arthur?
To be honest, it scared the hell out of me.
What
it really did, because you gave me hope, and I was afraid of failing. And, you know, after I was done talking with you, I laid down in bed next to my wife, and I'm sitting there saying, you know, I got to do this. I got to really go after this 100%, because if I fail, I don't know if I got enough left in me to try again.
Now, failure is not an option.
Nope.
was the route that you took.
Uh-huh.
And this brings us back to what I was talking about him writing what he ate every single day down and sent it to me. He wasn't sending it to me. It got to a point where I didn't even look at it. I glanced at it, look away, because I knew he knew. And once it becomes part of, you know, it becomes part of your internal systems. You understand? Andrew was talking about this earlier. Yogi Doc was talking about this earlier. We can't beat this into your heads enough. Repetition is the mother of learning. The more you do something, and especially if it's health-oriented, your body wants to be healthy. You know, it wants to feel good. It does not want to feel like shit. And if you make it feel really good and you give it all the enzymes and vitamins and all that shit, and then you take it away and put shit in your body, you're going to feel like shit. So, so Arthur had been on that route, and he made me say, I believe the first Angel's on the blender, so let me go in the other room.
She's all psyched up at this point. We got her completely psyched up.
She was jumping through the phone, wasn't she?
Yeah, a little bit.
in a good way. So I'll never forget. I mean, this is really cool because Steve Yu. And some of you may have seen the video. I'm not sure what's up on Team YRG, but I'm going to put it up there tonight, get that loaded up there. Arthur had called me after 2 weeks, and he had lost. How many inches did you lose off your stomach in 2 weeks, Arthur?
I don't remember. It was
a lot. Doctor, how can I remember your story? Maybe because I've told your story more than you. He lost 4 inches off his stomach. And Arthur's a very humble cat, so you can see I have to pull shit out of him here. Arthur had lost 4 inches off his stomach. He sent me a before and after picture of it, and he'd lost 20 pounds in the first 2 weeks. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Were you doing the 20-minute workout at that time every morning, Arthur?
I think I was doing the 20s on one day and the longer and the 40s on the other.
Because
I wanted to get, you know, I wanted to get into a, and, you know, I wanted to push.
You wanted to get in a routine. You did it every day. So he says to me, and I'd ask him what he said, but I got a feeling he won't say it, so I have to say it for him, and I'm going to back it up. He was so amazed that he lost these 20 pounds and these 4 inches. It showed such progress for the first time ever. He's like, how can I get to do this? How can I get this to go faster? And I was like, Arthur, this is like, you lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Those are like Biggest Loser numbers. at least before, you know, they went to the ridiculous, guys using, like, ridiculous weights. But still, 20 pounds in 2 weeks is a Biggest Loser number, and especially for a person that's 290. And I said, well, man, the best thing I could tell you is you might want to do two-a-days. Now, a Biggest Loser, they work out 6 to 8 hours a day. Work out 6 to 8 hours a day. Well, most people don't have time to work out an hour a day, or 2 hours a day would be max. So I basically said you could do some double sessions. And he said, what do you mean double sessions? I said, you work out in the morning, you work out at night. And he started to do it. And before I knew it, he was doing 3 or 4 days a week, or 5 days a week. And at one point, did you go to doing 7 and 7? Did you do that like that?
Yeah.
Well,
you know something. Right now, in terms, you know that we have to keep records for yoga, you know, for classes of the number of hours we teach.
Right.
Next week I'm going over 1,000 hours.
No kidding. Now you teach YRG, but you also are taking yoga certification on top of that. Am I correct?
I'm getting my 500-hour advanced. I did my prenatal. That was a weird experience.
Yeah.
I did my prenatal. They were really nice. They made me feel like another one of the girls. And the pregnant belly was a lot of fun. That's you know, my wife got big kicks out of that.
Nice.
But
you got to wear the pregnant belly. Nice.
I got to wear the pregnant belly.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, okay, everybody, suck in, lift up your. And it's like, I ain't got one of those. But.
Arthur is a student of the game. He wants to learn everything there is to know about everything. You know, so after that first 2 weeks, and I started to make this point, and I drifted off. Imagine that, right, Doc?
No.
He tells me that he's lost this amount of weight, 20 pounds in 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, my God. And Steve Yu, is at the time, has started the movie. He's about everybody – 6 months into filming it, called Inspired the Movie. And he'd asked me if there was a couple people that, you know, are doing YRG that, you know, that I might want an interview because maybe they'll have, you know, be inspired. So I turned him on to two guys who were all gung-ho, and so many people are so gung-ho in the beginning, but then as time goes on, they fall off, you know. And so the two guys I turned him on to, you know, They dropped it, and, you know, one of them actually picked it up and dropped it, and now he's picked it up. He's probably making gains or losses. And sometimes that happens like that. But when I saw Arthur, and when he asked me, what else could I do to make this go faster, I'm like, this guy's dialed in. He's doing this every day. He wants to do it in the morning and at the night. So I called up Steve Yu, and I said, Steve, you need to get in your car. He lives in Atlanta, and drive to Baltimore, Maryland. You need to meet a guy that I'm telling you is going to change the world, shit. And he went up there and interviewed you, Arthur. What was that like meeting with Steve Yu?
Well, it was interesting because Steve is like, he catches every little detail of everything.
Yeah.
You know, what was really funny is, did you hear the whole thing after that they put together? And it's like after goes, we didn't think he was going to make it.
No, I haven't heard all that yet.
No kidding.
Which kind of surprised me. But, it's like I keep saying. I honestly don't think that what I did is noteworthy.
Well, let me ask you this.
If you give the right circumstances, if you had anybody who follows this program, anybody can get these results. Look at Henry Dembski. Look at so many people. Look at Stacy. You know, I'm not unusual.
I'm not saying that they're not great achievements, but they've done mentally and physically because they both, in their own rights, are excellent. We're going to have Stacy come on here in a couple of weeks, and I'm definitely going to get
great.
Angry. Yeah, tremendous. And what a role model she turned. But and it all comes down to who's her biggest inspiration? Was Terry.
Smokey
no,
amazed
Terry.
Me totally.
Yeah, but not Smokey. Terry was the one who they shared back and forth emails,
yeah.
And they sent it to me. And I'll tell all that story when we get together with Stacy, because I remember that story better than Stacy does too, because I guess it's a different part, you know, my viewpoint. So getting Steve to go there and be interviewed by you, and then having this thing, I'm going to put this little piece of this little part of the movie that's good that he's put together. I'm going to put it up on the site on Team YRG, so check it out. And the journey that went on from there, and it's really powerful. And the one thing I do want to ask you, Arthur, because I remember distinctly that you wanted to lose 50 pounds. You needed to get under 250 pounds to get your knees operated on. Isn't that what you wanted to do?
Yep.
And did you ever have that knee surgery?
No.
So that's my point. Okay, and that's what makes this your own animal, bro. I mean, you just wanted, because the doctors wouldn't operate on you, and Yoga Doc, you know that, when they're carrying that much weight on them, pushing down on the joints, doctors aren't going to operate on you anymore. So, you know, he just wanted to get the surgery and get under 250. And then as he got under 250, he just kept going and getting stronger and moving through. And this program, this YRG fitness system that Doc and I developed, and in the beginning, I had to give Arthur the food and the inspirational, and now with the program, you know, and the program guide, and it's all right there, and nothing's better, I think, than Team YRG, than to help each other pay it forward. I mean, this is an amazing thing, so I don't want to go any farther than that in Arthur's journey and what's happened since then, but I do want to congratulate him for having his kids. Finally graduate through there. And
can I throw one thing out?
Oh, absolutely.
Something I am really proud of.
What's that?
One of my kids who I was with a couple of years ago, he got out of school, and he had a lot of problems when he was in school, right? Have you ever heard of St. John's College?
Up in New York?
The Great Books School down in Annapolis.
Oh.
It's like hardcore curriculum. They don't even take transfer credit from any other school. Okay? Uh-huh. One of my students graduated a couple of weeks back from St. John's College.
Wow.
And he is taking that degree, and he's going up to Boston, and he's going to be teaching special ed and English as a second language to kids up in the inner city in Boston.
That's cool, dude.
His name is Chris Hurst, and I am so proud of him.
Oh, it's dynamite.
Now, he is going to change the world.
Absolutely.
If I do anything, it's people. It's those people. That what little contribution I made to them.
And imagine what, you know, I've even seen posts up there on some of the Team YRG stuff, or the videos that I put up there, or your video. And kids who have remarked about watching you go through this change and how it's inspired them. So it's all about this YRG Radio Roundtable. It wasn't just about eating or diet or gluten free or, you know, the YRG workout. You know, it's about inspiration. It's about, you know, finding whatever you need to click on to that's going to push you, like Judy did today, where she, you know, she hit that wall. And, you know, she just wanted to grab that chocolate. And, you know, she didn't. That's powerful. You know, being able to take it into your own hands. So we're kicking down here. We normally start at 10 o'clock. We're going to 10:30 last time. We're going to 10:30 this time. We've only got two more minutes left. Yogi Doc, do you want to leave any closing comments or anything?
Well, I'll tell you what. If everybody's heard a little bit about what went on with Arthur and I know I'm glad I'm tuning in next week. I'll tell you that. There's just some great things to share. There's so many things, Arthur, that you've done. I know you're not impressed by it, but everybody else is. So you're just going to deal with that, okay? Because
yeah.
We love you, and we're blown away by you, my brother.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
So we'll leave him with that, Arthur. I'm not going to let you talk anymore because you talk longer than I do. So I will give you the floor to talk the whole time next week. So tune in this Thursday. I will cut them off, just ask questions. If you want to know something, come. You can come on the round table with us. I still can't believe you talk about Henry, who's my boy. I've known him for a long time and met him through doing YRG. You know, he's one of those guys that I emailed back and forth, and then I pick up the phone and call them. Now, I can't believe he hasn't stepped up here. Richard Wilson, where is he? How come he hasn't stepped into the queue and talked? These are guys that are a big part of YRG and making people, you know, be accountable and inspiring them and moving them forward. So, guys, next week we're going to have the man here. We've got my three bears here, me, Yoga Doc, and Arthur Borman. And please step on up in here. Men, ladies, step up. If you got a question, send it to YRG. And, Christopher, I hope I answered your question about having more harder work, more challenging workouts. They're there, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up,
yeah,
they become really challenging.
Call in. Definitely call in. We don't bite unless you ask us to, you know. So we've got a lot of things we can – I know you guys want to hear a lot of things, and we've got a lot of things to say, as you can tell. So, you know, don't be shy. It's just like talking on the phone.
All right, guys, we got to go. We're going to cut it off. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya.
Take it easy, y'all. Bye-bye now.
Night.